Hey everyone, it's Deb. I'm a dating coach and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. This is another episode in our series, Health, Wealth, and Relationships with me, Deb Clausen, Heidi Heels, and Crispin Sanford.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clausen, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Hey guys, Heidi Hills here, and I love doing these episodes with these two. And my podcast is Healthy Habits with Heidi Hills.
Crispin Sanford, great to be talking with you again on the subject of health, wealth, and relationships. And my podcast is Unsolicited Advice. So today, what we want to talk about is keeping a working notebook to help you. Now, I first learned about a working notebook when I was at college studying drama. And it was something we were advised to use to talk about, you know, the character and doing research on the history of the area that the play takes place in or the drama takes place in and costume and lighting and all these things. And I found it exceptionally useful to put these key notes down or subjects or items related that I could refer to. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is also there was a period where I was lagging. Like I wasn't writing it all down. Uh-huh. So when I kind of went back to complete it, when I handed it in, I had to go back through and sort of make up this sort of
to fill it in.
Angle here. And this was the notes there. And I was looking at all my essays and
make
and
it look like papers. You've been doing it all along.
It's sort of like a fake.
Did you fool them?
Pardon? I totally fooled them. Totally got the grade. I got the grade.
That's what matters, I guess, at that point.
But this is what's so funny. This is why I'm bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Is that now I apply working notebooks again if I'm making a short film, right? Mm-hmm. I do the same thing for that. But what I've noticed is each area of business, the executive section or administration, marketing, finance, mm-hmm. production and delivery, quality control, and business development, what I'm doing with these workbooks, I have a workbook for each major section of my business. And I am going like consciously going like, well, what is the subject? I'm kind of doing what I did. Like, oh, these are the parts of my mm-hmm. executive section. These are in key ideas that I need to remember and use. I need to look into that. Mm-hmm. So that exact way I ended up using it of putting the things that I should put in my working notebook. This has been really useful and really important for me to get a full grasp and like have a richer grasp mm-hmm. of the subject of the area. And you can do photos and clippings and you get all these different things. You're not necessarily going to do it regularly, but if you can do it in a notebook, in a working notebook, it's almost like a diary mm-hmm. of your that area of your business. And it actually makes it kind of a game and more fun.
I would really love that.
Yeah, it takes out the seriousness. Uh-huh. But also it is you're doing work and you're developing your understanding mm-hmm. of your own business and things you need to add and develop and work on.
That makes sense. Cool. Yeah, I like that. I've never really heard that as far as business goes.
Right. It's, again, innovations very often occur when you apply something that is effective in one area and bring it to a different area. So I work in different businesses. I worked in a marketing firm. I've worked in, you know, the film industry. I worked in for businesses. I have clients in every kind of industry. Mm-hmm. And something that was really validating about what you're bringing up was I love W. Edwards Deming. He's a great management expert in the last century and a guy that's been rich and successful and powerful in the industry who worked at Deming, the firm, mm-hmm. is called J. Abraham. And he has multiple books, but in one of his books, he talked about how because he worked in different industries, because he worked at Deming, and because he worked before in all kinds of professions and areas, because he was just interested in all these different areas, he said that he was a powerful, powerful business consultant because he could take a marketing campaign that works in mm-hmm. dentistry and apply it to plumbers. And they would be doing it different than everybody else mm-hmm. and have shocking success, a massive growth spurt.
Wow.
So, yeah, exactly. So I was like, that's so awesome because I've got all these different experiences.
Yeah.
I've got all this mm-hmm. wealth of information. And I found that was true when I would work with, I still find it when I work with my clients, applying something I know that works over here to what they're doing over there. And they stand out and they have dramatic success because of it.
That makes sense because I never would have thought, because you think, this market or this like you said, plumbers or whatever, you'd never think that whatever plumbers are doing would work for dentists.
Right. I can give you tons and tons and tons of examples. But I know when I was at a consulting firm, we worked for dentists. Mainly there were all our clients. It was especially that firm on dentists. And they had one of their marketing campaigns because, you know, dentists have receptions and they have people coming in every day for appointments all day long. So on Mother's Day, on Valentine's Day, we would always tell our clients to get tons of flowers and hand them to every single person that comes in, male, female, the male guy, packet UPS guy, whoever it was. And they'll go, Valentine's Day, they go, I'm married. It's like, give it to your wife. She's your Valentine. And some kid, you know, I don't need this. Give it to your mom. Let her know you love her. She's going to be really touched by it. It was so successful. It was so effective in PR. Great public relations.
What a great idea.
Right. So I recommend my clients do it too.
Yeah.
Whatever business they do, they go, I never thought of it. But this is something that was common for dentists because we were telling thousands of dentists to do it. You can apply anywhere.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow. I like it.
So now, Heidi.
Yes, she is Heidi.
She is Heidi.
And I didn't call Deb Heidi or
not
Heidi
yet.
Deb.
Not yet.
It may be later.
It's okay. I actually, growing up, I honestly did not like my name, Debbie. And the name that I wanted to be was Heidi.
There it is right there, folks. You heard it here. I am speaking to the true inner being.
Yes.
I do like my name now, but I also still like Heidi.
I could still get off on that subject as well because I didn't like Heidi. Mine was Nicole, which is my middle name. So I always played to be Nicole. So, you know,
that's
so
funny.
It's just funny. But when I was thinking about using a working notebook to help you with your health, right, I really want to talk about the benefits of journaling for our mental health, because that is so powerful for us. And did you guys know that studies show that if we were to journal and to share our deepest thoughts and feelings by doing this in journaling, this can reduce the number of sick days that you take off? Like, your employers would be so happy.
Wow.
All employers should be like, hey, I need you guys
to
journal.
Let's take 15 minutes and everybody journal.
Wouldn't that be the funniest thing?
Well, insurance companies do. I mean, I've been at companies where they advocate proactively working on your health and well-being.
Right.
And if your BMI score is this, you quit smoking and then your premium will go down.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. There are businesses that do that. I know my brother, he has time to go to the gym every day. Like, that's part of his work. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I never thought that journaling. I knew that journaling was helpful, but I didn't think that.
I know. I was amazed when I read that. I was like, what the heck? Obviously, journaling is really good for our mental experiences and like being able to write down our thoughts and be able to process thoughts. So one of my favorite ideas around journaling, because I am not a big journaler, I'm going to be honest, but my favorite is like gratitude journaling.
Yes.
So to be able to sit down and focus on the positive aspects of your life,
gratitude is so
truly
powerful.
It is.
Exactly. What do they say?
Boosts your spirit.
Right. That's what they say. They say, when you're in gratitude, you can't hate.
Yes. It's very true.
You can't be unhappy.
That's true. Yeah.
You know,
it
is so important to ensure that you remind yourself, make a habit of being in a place in gratitude. That's a good part of, you know, the working notebook. Journaling is writing down what you're grateful for.
Do it when you wake up. Do it before you go to bed. Hey, what are some of the grateful things that I have? I believe in the power of prayer. And so that's one of my goals that I've set as an intention lately, is that when I'm praying, what are three things that I'm saying to God that I am grateful for?
Yeah. Nice.
And so recognizing that, and I just think that that's really powerful.
That is.
You know, they show that, you know, really it helps with reducing our anxiety. And sometimes we have this nonstop cycle of obsessive thinking. So if we can sit down and journal, then we can kind of break away from that. And I think that that's a really powerful one.
Yeah.
And another thing is, actually boosts our physical awareness. Because when you think about, when we are grateful, we feel good. We want to do things for ourselves. And so we're more inclined to be physically active and be intentional with our movement.
It does make sense as well, because I know, because I've looked at biochemistry, particularly in how it relates to marketing. But I know that just in terms of your overall well-being, it's important to understand biochemistry. I mainly focus on relationships and PR, promo, you know, that sort of thing, as well as I make sure I do it with people anyway. I recognize them, acknowledge them, and that makes them feel good. They get a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
But when you're being grateful, when you're looking at long-term accomplishments of a person and you recognize them for their long-term accomplishments, just like when you get a certificate for your degree, your four-year degree, and everyone's so proud and happy, but your serotonin boosts.
Exactly.
And then there's no room for some of those
negative emotions and
negative biochemistry. It reduces cortisol and removes cortisol. And cortisol is one of those things that can have negative effects on your body, negative effects. And also being in fight or flight can have a negative effect on your body and on your physical state.
You're hitting up lots of things there.
I know. This is one of my areas.
Yes, this is great.
This is one of my areas, man.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Well, and you know, and that's the thing is a lot of people think, oh, do I have to do this every single day to get the benefits? Obviously, that would be the best, right?
That sounds like negative thinking. They need to change by journaling about gratitude.
Exactly. Right. But you know what? Even if you don't necessarily do it every day, you're still going to receive a ton of benefits. And so, yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Whether you're journaling it or maybe you're not a journaler,
you're just thinking it.
Think it. But then you get the extra benefit of journaling.
Well, and I think if you start out doing it and you can be grateful, like you said, three things a day, you're going to see more and more and more and more. So it will be easy to get three things a day. It'll be easy to do daily. And then also, it just makes you feel better. So yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly. So then what are your thoughts, Deb? How do you feel like a working notebook could contribute to people who are working on their relationships?
I had thoughts on singles as well as people in a relationship. As far as dating goes, or even just being single, like Heidi talked about journaling, you talked about journaling, I think it's important to write down thoughts and feelings. I mean, if you're dating, you are having many different experiences, meeting many different people. If you're single, you have lots of emotions. And I think it's important to write those down. It helps you process if you do write them down, but then also you can go back and read them if you're struggling with maybe the same thing. Have you ever had a problem that you're trying to figure out?
I've never had a problem that I'm trying to
figure out. I'm not talking to you, Crispin.
You can talk to me.
Have you ever had a problem you're trying to figure out and it helps to talk it out with someone?
Oh, exactly.
I think it also helps to write it down, and if you need to, read it out loud. I mean, there are so many different emotions you go through, and not only to help yourself, but you can also help somebody else going through it, whether it's children or a sibling or a friend who may be going through something similar. I mean, you're two different people, but your own working journal or notebook.
Well, and I love that because that's like expressive writing. So instead of doing the gratitude journaling, you're doing expressive writing and being able to find out, as like you said, you're talking to someone, you're writing it down and you're now figuring this out.
Yeah. Yeah. You can figure a lot of things out. And then also as it relates to marriage or partnership relationship, I had Tony Bassett on my podcast.
Oh, yes.
Relationships.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is. And he talked about having a relationship check-in. And I think not only checking in, speaking with each other, but write things down. Write the things down that you talk about so that when you check in again next month, you can go over what you talked about, what you were going to work on, or, you know, just your check-in. I think it's so important. Because it obviously helps you to be on the same page.
Right.
Because it's written down on that page.
Right. Yeah. And I just want to say as well, right, there's two things I'd like to share. One is, so there's a brilliant concept. It's from Gary Vaynerchuk. He's in digital media world. And he says, document the journey.
Well, that's what's most
that's
important
powerful.
Is the journey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and it's then, not the destination. It's
no,
the journey.
No, it's the journey. And then also, when you're, I love how you're saying, like, when you agree with each other, things you're going to work on, like, you should have targets, like health targets, and, you know, note down where your BMI is, and, you know, these different things, because that's what makes it a working notebook. This is stuff you're working on. And also, you have to admit to yourself, you know, haven't made any progress in this area. Maybe Heidi's right. Maybe there are different things that are going to affect me in my body, and I'm trying to lose weight by giving up bread, but maybe dairy's my item. You know, maybe, you know, so as long as you're documenting the journey, as long as you're looking at things you're working on, areas you'd like to improve, the kind of relationships you'd like to have. And again, I love that broader subject of relationships because having a healthy, working on a healthy relationship with friends, relations, identifying who's toxic, who's harmful in your life, who you should have in your life, and documenting that and noting those sorts of things down. I'm building my relationship base here, and these people I can just go to when I need counsel and advice. Yeah. Writing that down and what you're doing to work on that and the results you're getting, that makes it so that it's so much more helpful, productive, and useful. So, in all areas, health, wealth, and relationships, writing notebooks.
I am also guilty of this. Don't think that you're going to remember it. There are times where I was like, my gosh, I'm not going to write this down. I for sure will remember this.
Oh my gosh.
No. So write it down. Have your working notebook, whether it is in wealth, health, or relationships.
I want to tell you right now, this might not necessarily be a subject we talk about that is in my tools. Mm-hmm. It may be. But one of the tools I talk about is keeping what I call a traffic sheet.
And sounds interesting.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because traffic is, you know, if you get lots of emails, lots of phone calls, there's traffic. You know, lots of people with lots of customers, that's traffic's high, traffic's low. And obviously physical, literal traffic on the streets, right? So what I say is when you have thoughts and ideas or someone gives you a quote, you write it down.
Yeah, I do love writing
quotes down. You have to do it. You have to write this stuff down. You have to put these ideas down and notes down and review them and follow up on them and cross
them
off. Like, and turn them into a quote that you're now going to put on a Instagram, you know, thing, or on your Facebook.
Yeah,
it's a book that you're now going to include in your book list or your book club. I have a book club.
Yeah.
It's so important when you have that thought and that idea to write it down.
Yes, do.
I even text it to myself.
The problem for me is I have these ideas when I'm in the shower and then I never remember them when I get out.
Then just say, then what you have to, I dry my hand. I shake off, dry my hand, and I write down. I go into my office and I write it down.
You could actually have like your phone in there and have a voice recorder.
I was going to say that first. App. You can say, hey, Siri.
I do too. Yeah. And I should do that.
Not
I need to
prompt everyone, Siri.
Because you know, like when you're in the shower, like you don't have all these other things that you're doing and you're just, your brain can just like, it's like,
decompress.
Whoa.
It's a beautiful time. And I've written so many notes and so kind of the way my offices are set up, I have, it's in my house. Mm-hmm. So I actually have an ensuite to one of my offices. All the rooms at the end of the other end of the house. So I can jump out, dry off, my doors are closed, and I can write down the note. But also I text it to myself. Like I was literally listening to a book. I texted a concept to myself and then used it when I met with a friend. I was on vacation, right, for a week. I was out in Hawaii.
I was there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you
sounds
know,
perfect
you can go
right
there.
Now.
My friend might be willing to put you up too. So, you know.
What? Hook us up.
Right. All right.
Yes. They even have
Deb
an Airbnb if they don't want to do it for free. You can stay in their beautiful house.
Wow.
Their beautiful property. But yeah, like I literally use that and I've used it multiple times and I've pulled up my, because I aim on myself. And I pull up my own name and I put up that quote and I've scrolled down to several notes that I've made. To use, and then I end up writing it down as part of my traffic and then documenting it in whatever way I'm going to use it. But this is all part of that sort of working notebook concept, putting stuff down on paper so that you can refer to it, remember it. So there's an added bonus for you guys out
there.
That's
awesome.
I love it, and I think that's where we stop.
Yeah,
I think that's a great ending for our awesome series today of health,
wealth,
and relationships.
Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram. Dating by Deb. And please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.